Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
All right, it is May 19th, 2020, and we have a special guest for us joining the Zoom interview today. It's Chiefs wide receiver Andre Bocelli. Now, Bocelli hauled in 107 receptions for 1,083 yards and 5 touchdowns to go along with 119 rush yards and 1 rushing touchdown. During his 4-year college career at Washington, he did redshirt his freshman season. So, Andre, I know you've been really busy with these virtual off-season workouts. I appreciate you taking the time joining me. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Well, Andre, I did some research, man. I saw that you were the 78th ranked wide receiver coming out of high school in California. You were very successful. You ended up at Washington. So I want to know, what was it about the program that caught your attention?
Yeah, you know, looking back, I'm pretty sure Washington was, you know, my first big Power 5 conference D1 offer. You know, I was at like a track practice, I think, and Coach Chris Peterson called me. We chopped it up on the phone for about, you know, 30, 45 minutes. I ended up taking my visit there. That was, I think, the second school I visited right after Wazoo. And, you know, he just brought me in his office. We chopped it up. The receiver coach brought me in, which was Brent Pease at the time. You know, we got to know each other a little bit. And after that, and just, you know, going through, you know, everything that program's about, you know, built for life. And obviously, you know, in retrospect, it was, you know, a really good decision, you know, really good program. Ended up going to the Rose Bowl, winning 2 Pac-12 championships. You know, just everything that program's about, that coaching staff, you know, being in Seattle, it's big time.
Now, I want to ask you this, Andre, because a lot of different players, they have different stories, different upbringings. So who inspired you to play the game of football?
You know, I have 3 older brothers. None of them played football. I think it was, you know, kind of a couple of friends I ran track with and stuff when I was real young, you know, 6, 7 years old, that started playing football. I was always, you know, top of the crop in terms of being a track athlete. So they were like, you know, you should come out, join football, whatever. And then I also had 2 cousins, Chris Carter and David Carter, that played college football and ended up playing a few years in the league as well. So them and then, you know, just some of the friends kind of inspired me to go out and play football. And the rest is kind of history on that one.
Gotcha, man. Now, kind of recapping the 2019 season in a crowded wide receiver room there at Washington, you caught 29 passes, 314 receiving yards, 4 touchdowns. You had that 1 rushing score this past season. What are some things you are looking to build upon as you enter your rookie NFL season?
Yeah, you know, I think it's hard to, you know, just say 1 or 2 things. I think, you know, in every phase of the game, you know, I can get better. I think there's so much I could pick up on. You know, obviously, I'm heading to the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, Super Bowl champs. There's so much I could learn from all these coaches, all these vet wide receivers. You know, so there's so much I can gain in terms of becoming a better player physically. And then also, there's just so much information I can gain to take my game to the next level.
Now, I know Chris Peterson, he's developed quite the pipeline of producing NFL players going all the way back to Boise State and then at Washington. What did you enjoy the most playing for him?
You know, like you said, he is that guy in terms of, you know, turning people into NFL players. And, you know, I think that the coolest thing about playing in that program was Coach Peterson himself, you know, making me probably the best guy I could be, the best man I could be as a person. And then also just being at that program, obviously, you know, I'm going against the greatest competitions in the games, but also you in practice, you know, the years before I was going against, you know, Sidney Jones, Kevin King, Buda Baker, Byron Murphy, you know, there's just so much competition I was going against. And I think, you know, that helped up my game.
One thing that caught many people's eyes, Andre, in the pre-draft process was your blazing 40 time, man, of a 4.28, which would have ranked just second compared to Henry Ruggs and what he put at the combine. And, you know, you look at the Chiefs, you know, they're built on speed. So what can you bring to the table in an already stacked wide receiver core led by Tyreek Hill?
Yeah, you know, I think that like you said, you know, our whole offense is just, you know, it's a lot of speed. I think I can add to that for sure. You know, I'm definitely going to do my best to add any way I can in every facet of special teams as well, whether that's returning, being a gunner, any of that. So, but yeah, I think I'm going to, you know, bring one extra notch of speed in terms of that.
Kind of backtracking a little bit, can you shed some insight about the post-draft process? What went into your decision to ultimately sign with the Chiefs? I know talking to a lot of agents, and I was telling you off the air, was, you know, the scramble, trying to get your client in the best possible situation. What was it about Kansas City that really ultimately led you to sign with them?
Yeah, you know, after, you know, it was about seventh round of the draft in that little area, and then as well as after the draft, you know, me and Ross Jones, my agent, we just kind of got in contact on the phone. He laid out, you know, the offers that were on the table, and we kind of just decided what was the best, you know, financial package, what was the best fit in terms of, you know, being on that 55-man roster and you know, coaching staff, scheme, all that, you know, kind of went into it. So we just kind of sat down, you know, jotted some notes, and made the decision there. And, you know, Kansas City is that place.
Andre, I know you're built on speed, your resume shows it, but what makes you confident in your ability to not only show your speed, but also your ability as a wide receiver and executing the entire route tree?
Yeah, you know, I've been working on that, you know, ever since I got into college, but I think, you know, in this pre-draft process, I was doing a lot, you know, preparing for pro day, which, you know, ended up did happen to be a virtual pro day. I was working with a wide receiver coach, Dwight Ross, and we were just, you know, detailing my route running, working on top end speed at the top of my routes, you know, just executing these catches, making sure, you know, I have just the most sure hands as could be. And, yeah, I mean, that's really what, you know, boosts my confidence in all assets of that wide receiver position is just that preparation.
The Chiefs, they have Eric Bieniemy, you know, the highly touted offensive coordinator who works hand in hand with Andy Reid. And I've talked to a couple of Chiefs players, Austin Wright of the center, and they've all had some very positive things to say about both of those coaches. What excites you the most to go into that offensive system led by now a Super Bowl winner, head coach Andy Reid, and Bieniemy, who offers a variety of different offensive packages?
Yeah, you know, they just do so many things. You know, obviously, you know, being in these virtual meetings and all this stuff, you just learn so much. There's just so much information to gain. Obviously, I mean, they're no Super Bowl champs for, you know, no reason. You know, they do what they do best. They're the best in the business. And, you know, I have so much to learn. I'm just excited to pick up all this information. In terms of all their packages and schemes and all that, they do it all. You know, they're really skilled at that. So I'm excited to get in the mix.
By any chance, have you contacted Patrick Mahomes, or he has reached out to you, or any sort of dialogue between you two yet?
Not just yet. Not just yet. There will be a time for that, though.
Yeah, definitely. Now let's go ahead and segue. It's perfect. You're talking about the virtual offseason program. The NFL's gone all video, all Zoom, and it looks like it's interesting. You're seeing NFL teams put out content with all their coaches and players on Zoom meetings. So walk us through what that process has been like for you, and especially as a rookie, trying to learn the playbook.
Yeah, I think, you know, in terms of what other people have said, other, you know, former players and stuff, I think it's a bit harder. You know, you're not able to go to those OTAs, you know, at that rookie mini camp, get on the field, run those reps. So you kind of have to do it mentally. I mean, if you can get on the field and, you know, virtually in your head, break the huddle and go out and line up and run a route and double check yourself, you know, you can do that. But, I mean, in terms of learning all these plays and all this information, it's basically on a screen. So it's a little bit more challenging, but everyone's kind of going through the same thing. So no one's at an advantage or disadvantage. You just kind of got to get it done.
One of the big things that a lot of players are playing during this quarantine is Madden 20. They're trying to put themselves in offenses and learn the game plan. Have you done any of that?
I play a little bit of everything. I play a little bit of Madden. I like to touch up on that. Play a little bit of FIFA and Call of Duty, but yeah, I definitely know what you mean. You know, get your mind in the game mode, run some plays, you know, beat some defenses, stuff like that. So I like that.
Talking about training camp, we know with COVID-19 ongoing, we're not exactly sure. I think there's a lot of optimism that we're going to be able to get back to football at the end of July for training camp. And so, Andre, coming in as an undrafted rookie, you know that it's going to be a challenge, you know, going up against guys who have been selected in the NFL draft period. You know that there's some odds against you. So what mindset and mentality are you going to attack training camp when that time comes?
Yeah, you know, I got a lot to prove, obviously, you know, being undrafted. But, you know, I'm just going to go in there and make most of every opportunity. In every meeting, I'm just going to take every note I can, do everything I'm supposed to do. Get the extra work when I can and, you know, just make the most on every opportunity.
And lastly, as we close out the interview, Andre, we know Arrowhead Stadium, that place rocks, man. You know that the atmosphere is insane. And even when it comes to the cold months, it is snow, ice. So should you make that final roster, which that's clearly on your mind, how excited are you going to be to get out and play in front of those crazy fans?
Oh, man. I have not been to a Chiefs game just yet, but every time I see them on TV or see them on social media or something, it's lit. So, you know, I'm crazy excited to get out there. Man, that fan base, that stadium, it really is just, it's popping off. So, you know, I'm excited.
Well, Andre, man, I appreciate you taking the time to join me for an interview today. I know you got your hands full. I wish you nothing but the best, bro, as you continue your preparations for the upcoming NFL season. And know that when the time comes and you get your opportunity, a lot of people are going to remember this interview back in May, and they're going to see that you're going to put on a show come 2020, man. So keep up the great work.
Yes, sir, man. Appreciate it.
All right, bro. Blessings.
All right. See you later.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk. But it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.